Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
There is an expression in the English language that has been around for a long time, an expression that can be understood in any language. And it is the well-known expression of scraping the bottom of the barrel. An expression that finds its origin in a time when food was stored in barrels and when that food had reached the bottom and it was almost gone, the barrel was scraped so that every last bit of food could be removed from that barrel. But that expression has also come to describe something else. It has come to describe the lowest point in a person's life. When we are scraping the bottom of the barrel in desolation or in misery, even in despair, when we're on the brink of disaster, and we've almost come to the end of what we can bear. And this may sound familiar to some of us, because some of us have been there. And so it is in this portion of Psalm 119, the portion of scripture that is before us today in section 11 of this psalm, in verse 81 through verse 88. And here we find that the psalmist was scraping the bottom of the barrel. He was at a low point in his life, and he was just barely hanging on under the weight of the difficulties that he was facing. And this portion of scripture is entitled Kaf in Hebrew, the 11th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. A word which has several meanings, but one of those meanings pictures a man or a woman on the ground in pain and in agony, waiting for the Lord to deliver him and to lift him up from his despair. And this section of this psalm is perhaps the most penetrating and piercing, maybe even the most passionate portion of this psalm. But even here, the psalmist finds hope in the truth of the Word of God. And so he says in verse 81, "My soul languishes for your salvation." Kelah in Hebrew. I am consumed. I'm wasting away in my affliction as I wait for your deliverance to come to me. As I wait for your word for me. I've reached the bottom of the barrel. My flesh, my heart fail me. I'm weary. I'm without strength. But still, in the darkness of my affliction, I hope for the light that comes from you alone. For I am anchored in your word to me. Well, that sounds like a good place to be, doesn't it? But even though that is true, we don't always stay in that place, do we? And so the psalmist says, Lord, my eyes fail me. He says, my sight grows dim. My eyes are full of tears with longing for your word to me. While I say to you in prayer from deep within my soul, I say, when will you comfort me? When will you show mercy to me in my affliction? For, he says in verse 83, I have become like a wineskin in the thick smoke of my affliction. I'm dried out. I'm spent. I'm falling apart. I'm just worn out. I can't take it because of the slander, because of the persecution that is clinging to me, that has enveloped me, that surrounds me. But the psalmist cries out, nevertheless, the truth will prevail. I will not give up. I will never give up. I'll never give in. Because, he says, I do not forget your statutes to me. Your word is written in my heart. And so no matter what they may say, no matter what they may do to me, in you, I will be victorious. But, Lord, my life's being consumed. So how many days are left in my life for your servant if this grief and this sorrow drags on like this, day after day, day and night, night and day? Just doesn't seem to stop. But still, Lord, I wait for you. I place myself in your hands. But Lord, when will you execute your judgment and your justice upon those who persecute me without a reason? For Lord, they're also your enemies. They are ungodly men. As it says in Psalm 36, verse 1, there is no fear of God before their eyes. These men, the psalmist notes in verse 85, are arrogant, zeth in Hebrew. They are proud. They are presumptuous and self-centered and self-satisfied and self-assured and self-righteous. And again, they have dug pits for me. They want to trap me. They want me to fall into those pits. They want to ruin my life and they want to ruin my testimony for you. Isn't that the way it is with those who belong to Jesus Christ and who are seeking to live for him? So the psalmist says, I'm on guard both day and night. Night and day, may they fall into the pit which they themselves have dug for me. These are men who are not in accord with your law. They do not value or believe your word. You know, everything in life has a cost, doesn't it? Especially our obedience to the Lord. Especially our obedience to his word. It may cost us many things. It may cost us our friends. It may cost us our family. It may even cost us our lives. But the psalmist says in verse 86, whatever the cost may be, no matter how difficult the road may be, Yes, even when I feel like I am scraping the bottom of the barrel. God's way is still the right way. It is the only way. And so he says in verse 86, all of your commandments to me are faithful and they are true. Even though there are those who have pursued me like an animal, and they have persecuted me with their lies, Lord, help me. Help me in the difficulty of this battle. They are too strong for me. And there are too many of them. So your help is my only hope as the enemy seeks to harm me. They've almost consumed me and destroyed me on this earth. But they rant and they rave. For only as long as you allow, Lord. And so he says in verse 87, here is the conclusion of these thoughts. As for me, I have not forsaken and left your precepts behind in the dust. Revive me. Hayah in Hebrew. Cause me to rise up from the dust of my despair according to your loving kindness and your goodness and your unchanging love for me, so that I might keep the testimony of your mouth, so that I might live as a witness for you, and so that my heart and my life might be pleasing to you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.